Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Week 5. Ezra, a priestly scribe, and the need for Ezras, those skilled in the Word of God. Monday, related verses. Ezra 7, verse 6. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses, which Jehovah, the God of Israel, had given. And the king granted him all his request according to the hand of Jehovah, his God, upon him. Nehemiah 8, verse 13. And on the second day, the heads of fathers' houses of all the people, the priests and the Levites, were gathered to Ezra, the scribe, that is, in order to gain insight into the words of the law. 2 Corinthians 3, verses 5 through 6. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to account anything as from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who has also made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant, ministers not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Matthew 13, verse 52. And he said to them, For this reason every scribe disciple to the kingdom of the heavens is like a householder who brings forth out of his treasure things new and old. Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 12. And he himself gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, and to the work of the ministry, and to the building up of the body of Christ. Psalms 32, verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you concerning the way you should go. I will counsel you. My eye is upon you. Related reading. Ezra was a priest, a descendant of Aaron, and he was also a scribe. The scribe in the Old Testament equals the teacher in the New Testament. The prophet is one who speaks directly from God, and the teacher is one who teaches the things spoken by the prophet. We know, for example, that Moses was a prophet because he spoke something directly from God. But a scribe is a teacher who teaches the things spoken by Moses. Haggai and Zechariah were prophets because they spoke directly from God. What was spoken by Haggai was new. It was never revealed to anyone else. Zechariah's message is even more marvelous. He said that Christ is a shoot, the foundation stone with seven eyes and the top stone. Did Moses say this? No, Zechariah was the first to say it. Zechariah was not a teacher, but a prophet, speaking from God's instant, present, up-to-date inspiration. Ezra spoke nothing new. What he spoke had been already spoken by Moses. He was a scribe and a teacher. But according to the principle in God's recovery, we do not need an old teacher, but a priestly teacher. Ezra was also a priest. A priest is one who is mingled with the Lord, saturated with the Lord, feeding upon the Lord, and breathing him in all day long. Whatever he speaks is just the Lord himself. This is exactly what the teachers in the Lord's recovery must be. Ezra was this kind of person. He proclaimed a fast, and he fasted. He was simply one with the Lord by contacting the Lord continually. He was not a letter scribe, but a priestly scribe. Some people have a certain amount of knowledge, and they like to teach what they know, but they themselves are not that kind of person. The Lord's recovery today does not need this kind of teacher. We need Ezra, the priestly scribe, the priestly teacher. This is the teacher who contacts God constantly and instantly, who is saturated with God and one with God. Ezra was very much with the Lord. He was in a position to ask the king for an army to protect him while returning to Jerusalem, but he did not do it. He put his trust in the Lord. This is the kind of person who is qualified to be a teacher in the Lord's recovery. You must put your trust in the Lord. We do not need objective teachers in the recovery of the Lord's building. We need the life. We need the priesthood to be mingled with the teaching. Mere knowledge does not build, it kills. It is the priestly teacher who builds. This is the kind of person who can strengthen the recovery with an increase of numbers and enrich it with the rich experiences of Christ. Praise the Lord that there are such Ezras, and I have full assurance that the Lord is going to bring in more and more Ezras. Those who are one with God, saturated with God, filled with God, and skillful in the Word of God. These persons are the right ones to bring in a good number of returned captives and to bring more riches of Christ into the recovery of the Lord. On the second day, the heads of the father's house, the priests and the Levites, were gathered to Ezra the scribe in order to gain insight into the words of the law. Today, many read the Bible without insight. Here in verse 13, insight refers to the intrinsic significance. We all need to be helped to see the intrinsic significance of the Word of the Bible.